We're continuing our look at how local law enforcement agencies try to improve relations with the communities they serve. On Monday's edition of A Closer Look, Atlanta Police Chief George Turner joined us, and I asked him about the Citizen Review Board, which looks into complaints brought by citizens against law enforcement officers in Atlanta, and we started with how much investigative power the board has. Do they have subpoena power right now?
Well, no, they do not have subpoena
power. Should they, though?
Well, I don't think they should, because I have mandated in my standard operation procedure that officers will come in and testify before the Citizens Review Board. There's no reason for having subpoena power if I demand that they go and speak to the Citizen Review Board. I don't think that you'll have any civilian review board member that say that the officers are not coming and testifying before that board.
Is it enough, though, for the community to, they look to that board to sort of take the issues that any community person might have with an incident, something that happened, they look for that Citizen Review Board to sort of call you on compliance, what have you. So if they don't have powers, then what else do they have?
No, powers to bring an officer before the board? I've already done that. Now, if we think that we need to have subpoena power, I just don't see that it would make a difference. I don't have a problem with you having subpoena power, but I'm already demanding that the officers go before the Citizen Review Board. First of all, I think that is absolutely encouraging that we have a citizen review, that citizens have another opportunity to look at the work and the work of the police officer, police department, that some outside entity are looking at the officers' actions as well.
And joining us now is the executive director of the Citizen Review Board, Samuel Reed II. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start with the first thing that I asked Chief Turner. Do you, in fact, have subpoena power? He said you did not.
Yes, we do have subpoena power. Subpoena power was granted to the agency in 2010.
So why would there be a question of fact on something like that between you and the chief?
I'm not sure. I believe he may have been trying to answer something else, but I saw him yesterday, and he had mentioned that he had stated that incorrectly.
So you've spoken with him?
Yes.
Well, Chief Turner also said he doubted any member of the board would complain that officers had refused to testify before the board. Is that your experience as well?
I would say yes, that is. Every officer that we requested to come before us has appeared before us.
And I don't want to get into he said match, but I think our listeners may be a little bit confused, because Chief Turner, if he's telling you that he misspoke or he was incorrect, but he also stated, he seemed very adamant to me, that the Citizen Review Board did not need to have subpoena power. And I'm not asking you to speak for him.
Right. When we heard that, we were perplexed as well, because but the board received subpoena power before I came in 2012.
Okay.
And that was an issue in 2010 where officers were reluctant to show for interviews. That's how the conversation about subpoena power began.
It was an issue before the city council, as I recall.
Correct. And so city council granted the board subpoena power, and around that same time, is my understanding that the APD, the Atlanta Police Department, included a directive that that officers are supposed to comply with ACRB investigations.
Can you subpoena evidence as well as people? Or can you only say we require the officers to show up and citizens as well if they make complaints and we hear both sides?
The way that the legislation is designed is that anyone within the city's control is to comply with ACRB investigations. That's including documents, evidence, records, any of that.
So you can subpoena evidence as well as people?
Yes. And it's not really subpoena. The ordinance grants that to us. Subpoena's power for us at this stage is really important when we're talking about things in third-party hands, outside of city control.
Oh, okay. So if you if there was some question of fact that had to do with an outside agency or something like that, then you could have subpoena power for them.
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's back up a little, Mr. Reed, here, and let's look at the board itself. Let's talk about how many members it has and also how these cases come about.
Okay.
Let's sort of set the stage here. How many members are there on the board?
There are 11 residents. The board is authorized for 11 residents of the city of Atlanta.
The people that live throughout the community and that have the APD in their zones or whatever.
Where yes, they live. Ma'am.
Now, and how do these cases come about?
A citizen would have an interaction with an officer, and through that interaction, they may have some concern. And what they would do is contact us either through our website, on the phone, mail, email. Those are the ways that they would contact us.
Does every case complaint, does it everyone get addressed?
Yes. Every complaint that we receive gets addressed. Yes.
But does it all go before a hearing? In other words, there are probably steps in the process, right?
There are certainly steps in the process. In fact, we are going to be meeting with city council and hopefully changing our ordinance to increase our authority to investigate certain complaints. Over the past 3 years, we've had to dismiss approximately 30% of the complaints because we did not have jurisdiction over those types of allegations.
Meaning what? Jurisdiction over what allegations?
Abuse of authority, discrimination in language, service, attitude types of complaints.
Why wouldn't you have had jurisdiction over those? Because it would seem that those are the kinds of things that a lot of people would complain about. It would seem that should be part of your authority to start with.
Certainly, the board believes that is the case. When you're turning away 30% of the complaints that individuals are bringing in, you're underserving the community. So the board's proposing that we increase the jurisdiction so that we'd be able to deal with those complaints. And then so that's where we are now.
You've just said that, 30% some of these cases are dismissed. If you're someone listening, that's not reassuring. So what can you offer to the community that, you know, the CRB is effective in a sense? Because if I hear that, I'm a little disheartened.
Right. Well, if you have a complaint about false arrest, false imprisonment, harassment, abusive language, or excessive force, you want to file that complaint with us. Those are the complaints that we are able to investigate. If you have a complaint about...
like a ticket being issued or something right, like that, that's a different procedure?
Exactly. Or rude, the officer's just rude to me. Did he curse at you? No, he was just rude. I didn't like the way he did this.
Then
you wouldn't be able to bring that complaint.
Okay.
Real quickly, and we have just a couple of seconds here, but does the Citizen Review Board have authority to take action if an officer is found to have acted inappropriately, or is that left to APD?
The question of discipline is left to APD. That's in their sole discretion.
Real quickly, in your opinion, how good of a job do you think APD has done at reducing these incidents of what we call inappropriate use of force or any other issues? You think they've done a pretty good job in your eyes?
I think that the APD is making progress compared to another jurisdiction I was in. The APD is on a good track.
What jurisdiction was that?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Samuel Reed II is the executive director of the Atlanta Citizen Review Board. Mr. Reed, thanks very much for being with us. Obviously, we'll continue to follow this with you. We appreciate it.
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you.